Good morning, my friends, and welcome to another incredible installment from very high above all the puerile and pedantic forms of Wyoming mainstream media. This is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics studio in snowy Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy snowy Monday. In typical Wyoming fashion, it's April 1st, and we have snow on the ground, and that's probably the only true thing that you're going to hear for the entire day. Over the weekend, the Wyoming legislature decided not to have a special session. Now, let me tell you what they really decided. Not to finish their efforts on tax relief, not to defend your Second Amendment rights, and certainly not to defend the rights of the unborn. And they claim they're all conservatives. Now, the Redcoats justified all of this by saying that the special session would have cost $700,000 and it would have taken 4 weeks to complete. That's probably the biggest whopper that you're going to hear today. The last special session in 2021 only lasted 10 days, and they were able to get through 41 different bills. 41 at a cost of around $275,000. There were a lot of things that Wyoming legislators spent a tremendous amount of money on during the budget session. For example, $3 million for a tree zoo in the middle of Cheyenne, $2.5 million for a Declaration of Independence picnic, $350 million for the governor's fantasy of climate change. And even at their inflated number for the cost of a special session that conservatives wanted to hold at $700,000, for the amount of money that they socked away in savings, they could have had 1,000 special sessions. But you've had enough tax relief for 1 year. We don't need to add anything else to it. We don't need to let you put any more money in your pockets. We need more picnics, tree zoos, air shows, and green dreams. Spending another $700,000, well, that would just be irresponsible. In other news for today, the Legislative Management Council is meeting today to discuss interim topics. One proposal that's on the table was brought to the council by Zwanamandering Dan Zwanitzer. You remember him, of course. He's the guy on the floor of the House that complained about weaponization of the process.
But we are now weaponizing the process by calling for the ayes and noes on each one of these amendments.
So that's him. And in an effort to reduce the amount of weaponization of the process, old Dan has come up with an inventive plan for keeping the Redcoats in power. If you remember correctly, a couple of years ago, old Dan Zwanitzer got himself in a little bit of trouble because he didn't live in his district. Now, he didn't live far away from it, just a couple hundred yards to the east. In fact, he bought a house there. The matter was brought before the House of Representatives, and he likes to say that he was exonerated of all of those charges. Really, the House just decided not to investigate. But that whole incident got him thinking, why have rules at all? And this year, there were some rumors floating around that Bob Nicholas didn't live in Cheyenne, the place that he allegedly represents. In fact, his wife says that he lives with her over in Lander. And then there was the case of frat boy Cyrus Western. There's lots of evidence to point to the fact that maybe he doesn't live in Bighorn after all. We don't have to worry about old Cyrus because he's not running in the next election. But nonetheless, this got old Zwanamandering Zwanitzer thinking, why have rules at all when you can just live wherever you want to? So Dan's proposal to management council is just to completely throw the whole rule book out the window since they don't pay attention to it anyway. If he's successful, it wouldn't matter if you lived in Lander but represented a district down in Cheyenne, or if you really lived in downtown Denver and wanted to represent a district in northeast Wyoming. Ogden Driscoll, Senate president, who was excited about the proposal coming from Dan Zwanitzer, said, and I erroneously quote, "This is an innovative and exciting proposal, and we could even broaden it out a bit, since most of my supporters don't live in my district, and only the people that live in Cheyenne support my views. it would be great to be able to represent my home district without getting any votes from the people that live there. End quote. Senator Larry Hicks and Senator Dave Kinski, who also sit on Management Council, are less enthused about the measure. They pointed out that it might kind of present a problem where Ogden Driscoll is concerned, considering that his home district is a beach in Mexico somewhere. To sort the whole matter out, Senate President Ogden Driscoll has dispatched House leadership lackey J.T. Larson to coordinate with the Mexican embassy and see if Ogden's beach in Mexico could be included as a legislative district in the state of Wyoming. While the Redcoats are continually trying to subvert Wyoming's electoral process, Representative Mark Jennings has decided to work within the system to help fix the system. It's been long known that the Jennings family is a cabal operating out of Sheridan County. Or at least, so says frat boy Cyrus Western. Anyway, currently, the Jennings family holds a seat in the Wyoming House of Representatives, a seat on the Sheridan City Council, and a seat on the Sheridan County Commission. It's Jennings' plan to move his entire family to Sheridan County and completely take over the Sheridan County government. His son Josh is currently in talks with Blaze TV owner Glenn Beck to establish a studio in northeast Wyoming so that Josh can move here and operate it and be in a position to run for mayor or maybe even governor. The final piece of the puzzle is Mrs. Jennings. When asked what part she will play in the master plan, Representative Jennings replied with a smirk and saying, "You'll just have to wait and see," end quote. He also replied, "The only thing better than having three elected offices would be having five." Papa's got a brand new bag. Back to Management Council for a minute. Representative Mike Yin, who also sits on Management Council, had some trepidation about Dan Zwanitzer's new plan upon hearing of the Jennings cabal expansion. His worry about restructuring the makeup of legislative districts stems from what he said was a further dilution of Democrat Party values. Specifically, that it would encourage more Republicans to run under the Democrat Party flag, since they are already real members of the Democrat Party. They just don't say so publicly. Jennings, who is not part of Management Council but was waiting patiently to testify via Zoom, piped up and said, quote, "Representative Yin, look at it this way. The only thing better than owning one party is owning two." Realizing the wisdom in Jennings' statement, Representative Yin said, "I think we'll just leave things the way that they are. It works better for us anyway." That's when Speaker of the House Redcoat Albert Sommer slammed the gavel down and said, "I don't think we could end it any better than that." End quote. That'll do it for today's installment of Morning Reload. Have a good April Fool's Day, and we'll talk again on Wednesday. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns, at the Cowboy State Politics Studio, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.